It appears Boston City Councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi George will be facing off in November's election for the next mayor of Boston. Wu claimed the first of two spots up for grabs in yesterday's preliminary election, and Asaibi George has apparently finished second. Councilor Wu joins us now this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you delivered your speech last night shortly after 10 p.m. in which you pretty much declared victory, even though less than 1% of the vote had been officially counted at that point. So you were pretty confident even at that early juncture. What were you seeing that made you so?
We had been excited by the energy all across the polls throughout the day. I was visiting several neighborhoods and several locations with friends and listening to the stories of voters. And by evening, as polls were closing, from the numbers that we were getting back about our own returns, we were feeling confident that we had made the top two and moved on to the final election.
In your speech last night to supporters looking ahead, you said, and this is pretty much a quote here, this is a choice about whether City Hall tackles our biggest challenges with bold solutions or whether we nibble around the edges of the status quo. What did you mean by that? And was it a slap at the apparent second place finisher, your apparent opponent, Councillor Asaibi George?
This is a moment for Boston to step up, not just right now for our recovery and the many, many urgent needs that we're still facing in the midst of public health crisis and ongoing challenges. But this is a chance and a window of time that we have to lay the foundation for our future. And as we think about how housing and transportation and climate justice and schools fit together with the future that our kids deserve, we have an obligation and an opportunity to step in and really lead.
Well, speaking about a window, you have a 48-day window now to the November election, 48 days to distinguish yourself from Councillor Asaibi George. What do you see as your biggest differences?
I am proud to be a Boston Public Schools mom, both my boys in the schools, and live in a multi-generational household with my mom, who's been living with some mental health challenges, so I know the gaps that families across our city face. I also bring a decade of experience and track record in City Hall, getting things done that people had thought would be impossible. Big changes that Boston needed that we were able to get done because of building coalitions and bringing more people to the table. And so this campaign has always been about encouraging and pushing Boston to believe that more is possible, because we have already demonstrated that with our track record, with the vision, with the experience, and with the hope that this is a city that can lead in so many ways right now.
So then give us a thumbnail sketch of your vision for Boston with its many challenges: COVID, income inequality, housing inequality, transportation, education, to name just a few. Your vision for the city under Mayor Wu.
Boston should be the city for families to live and to thrive. We need to tackle the high cost of living, and especially housing costs, and the way that transportation access can worsen that. We need to ensure that we are providing quality, nurturing school for every single one of our kids. And as a mom invested in that system, I will make sure that that includes wrapping around our services through our school communities to every other part of city government. We need to close gaps in our city so that we are leading the way when it comes to racial justice, when it comes to economic opportunity and getting our small businesses back on their feet and creating new business opportunities and jobs in our community that are for workers from all backgrounds and great wages and decent benefits. And we need to make sure that we're planning for our future. What we saw in New York recently with flooding devastating that city, Boston needs to be prepared for a climate future that is here right now, as well as the opportunities, the green jobs, and the benefits of leading the way on climate justice.
City Councilor and Boston mayoral finalist Michelle Wu, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition today. Look forward to hearing more from you as the campaign goes on. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.